हरे कृष्ण। सीक गुरु टू शो द वे, नॉट टू सैंक्शन योर वे। समटाइम्स व्हेन एम्बार्किंग ऑन अ स्पिरिचुअल पाथ, पीपल आस्क, ओ देर आर सो मेनी स्पिरिचुअल टीचर्स, हाउ डू आई नो विच इज हु इज द राइट गुरु, हाउ डू आई नो हु इज अ जेन्युइन गुरु। दिस इज अ वैलिड क्वेश्चन, but a far more important question is not whether how I will find a genuine guru. We need to ask a deeper question: do I want to find a genuine guru? Now we may wonder, who would want to find a counterfeit guru? Obviously we may say, I want to find a genuine guru. But then we need to understand what a guru means. A guru, the word, one of the meanings of the word guru is heavy. The guru gives heavy instructions. Many times when people seek a guru, especially if they're in a pious or a spiritual seeming society, then the guru is seen like another feather in their social cap. That means having a guru adds to their prestige. It gives the image of being complete and well shaped. Oh, they take care of all. I take care of all the aspects of my life. You know, I'm successful in every way. So when people, when invite guests to their home, they may say, oh, this is my car, this is my TV, this is my showcase, and this is my guru. So, oh, it's all very good, very good. So when people treat the guru as a social cosmetic, then they don't really want the guru to act like a guru. Guru is one who gives instructions. The guru is one who shows us the way. But such people, they simply want to go along their way, and they think that guru also is a part of their way. So they want, if at all the guru speaks, they want the guru to speak some sweet sounding words which don't interfere with what they are doing, which basically sanction what they are doing. So such people want a guru to sanction their way. And this desire for a guru who basically reassures us that we are doing the right thing, this is actually a desire for a counterfeit guru. The Bhagavad Gita tells us what we should do when we seek a guru. In 4.34 it states, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinah. Tattvadarshinaha, those souls who have seen the truth, tadviddhi, to know that, Arjuna, pranipatena, know that, you, for getting this, pranipatena, bow down, offer obeisances to him. Pariprashnena, ask questions, sevaya, serve the spiritual master. Upadekshantite jnanam, then they will give you the knowledge which they have themselves seen. So here, a mode of submissive inquisitiveness and service attitude are all recommended while going to a guru. And this means that the guru is not at all a social cosmetic. A guru is not a person who sanctions our way, but the guru shows us the way. And quite often, showing us the right way also means telling us that we are not going on the right way. Now, if we are at a fork meant to go right for going to a destination and we are going left, we have to be told, oh, that is the wrong way, go this way. So like that, sometimes the guru does have to point out that, say, for example, if we are living a materialistic life and we are living a pious materialistic life, but we're not living a spiritual life, then the guru tells us, what you're doing will not lead to life's ultimate success. You will not attain spiritual perfections. The guru shows us the way. Now, it is not that the guru just goes around criticizing what we are doing, and then go around disparaging our way. But the guru explains coherently and cogently what is the way and why it is the way. And by the guidance of such a guru, we find life's deepest satisfaction. We connect with Krishna, who is the source of all happiness. And thus the guru who brings in the supreme auspiciousness in our life, the supreme happiness in our life. And such a guru comes to us when we have a sincere desire for enlightenment. What is the purpose of life? What am I meant to do in life? Oh God, I'm existing in this world. Why did you make this world? Why do you have sent me in this world? What am I to do here? When we have a sincere inquiring spirit and then we turn towards the spiritual master, then we don't have to worry whether we'll find the right spiritual master. But if we have the sincere desire for enlightenment, Krishna will take the response, will do his part and guide us to a genuine guru who will show us the way and who will help us to march along the way to destination Krishna. Thank you. Great.